Some migrants flown to Martha's Vineyard by Governor Ron DeSantis qualify for crime victim visas. By Elizabeth Weibel on April 23, 2024. Several of the illegal aliens flown to Martha's Vineyard by Governor Ron DeSantis, RFL, in September 2022 are now legally allowed to work and stay in the United States, after qualifying for a special kind of visa. Immigration attorney Rachel Self told the Boston Globe that 3 out of the 49 migrants who were flown from San Antonio, Texas, to Massachusetts applied for U visas and received bona fide determinations. Watch, Governor DeSantis, Dems virtue signaling is a fraud, when migrants show up they go berserk. The U visa is a special type of visa given to victims of certain crimes who have suffered mental or physical abuse and are helpful to law enforcement or government officials in the investigation or prosecution of criminal activity, according to the website for U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. Bona fide determination for U visa applicants is a process created in June 2021 that provides migrants with certain freedoms, such as being able to legally work in the U.S. and protection from deportation. Watch, DeSantis slams media, more press for Martha's Vineyard than have ever gone down to the southern border. These determinations are one step closer to justice, Self told the outlet, adding that it also pointed to how important it was that anyone who knows all the facts simply cannot ignore the criminality of the actors. Migrants who had been flown to Martha's Vineyard worked with a Bexar County sheriff in San Antonio, who opened an investigation after DeSantis began sending illegal aliens to the island of Martha's Vineyard, which is home to former President Barack Obama's vacation estate. Watch, compare and contrast, Martha's Vineyard buses away 50 migrants while Del Rio received 15K-plus group in 2021. The investigation started by the Texas sheriff revolved around whether or not the migrants had been lured to Texas under false pretenses. Migrants informed the Texas sheriff that they had allegedly been tricked into getting onto charter planes in San Antonio, which made a pit stop in Florida, before continuing to Martha's Vineyard. The migrants were allegedly promised to earn cash and be provided with job opportunities. Breitbart News previously reported its calculations that the island of Martha's Vineyard could house roughly 6 million refugees. Former Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker, R., responded to DeSantis sending the illegal aliens to the island by placing them on a nearby military base.